The face of the city seems to be ever-changing. There have been constant complaints about never-ending roadworks, but we are shortly to see even more changes. We hear about radical changes to the road system in the centre as part of the Norwich Lanes project, and the permanent pedestrianisation of St Benedict's, while the City Council decides to reject the plans for the proposed Western Link Road. Perhaps more welcome news is the improvements due to Drayton Road. Then Tesco's are on the move from their prominent position in Guildhall Hill. Key parts of a multi-million pound shake-up of traffic in Norwich have been given the go-ahead, but angry critics warn it could be disastrous. The Connecting the Norwich Lanes project will see major changes, including stopping all traffic, including taxis, from going down Exchange Street and banning traffic from heading eastwards on St Andrew's Street. Temporary restrictions on how traffic can use St Benedict's will be made permanent. Council officers say it will mean improvements for pedestrians and cyclists, improve air quality and boost business. The changes were agreed at a heated meeting of the Transport for Norwich Joint Committee, made up of Norfolk, Norwich, South Norfolk and Broadland councillors. The approval came despite one Conservative councillor saying changes made to Norwich in recent years had squeezed drivers out, and these would make it even worse. South Norfolk Conservative councillor Kay Mason-Billig, who represents Loddon and Chedgrave, said closing Exchange Street would be disastrous and feared the changes would heap pressure on the Ring Road. Mrs. Mason-Billig, who voted against the changes to Exchange Street and St Andrew Street, said, "Norwich is not a city for the people who live in Norwich. It is a city for everyone who lives in Norfolk. The more we squeeze people, the less likely they are to want to shop here. They will go out of town or carry on online."
A Norwich restaurant owner has expressed her joy after plans to pedestrianise a key city street were made permanent. We reported last week how plans have been approved for the permanent pedestrianisation of St Benedict Street. Cars have already been temporarily banned on the street since summer 2020. It came after calls from restaurants during the first lockdown, ahead of reopening, to allow outdoor dining with space lost indoors due to social distancing. Farmyard owner Hanning Springham, who runs the restaurant with partner and chef Andrew Jones, also launched a petition, which has since gained 3,500 signatures. The temporary ban has now been made permanent, with the exception of delivery access and loading, as part of the multi-million pound Connecting the Norwich Lanes project.
City councillors have voted to reject plans for the Norwich Western Link. Cabinet members at Norwich City Council discussed whether they should endorse the Transport for Norwich strategy, a county council blueprint for the future in the city area, which includes the Norwich Western Link. The £198 million road would connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47 to the west of Norwich. Mike Stonard, Cabinet Member for Inclusive and Sustainable Growth, said the road fails on several grounds. These include concerns it will not do enough to improve air quality and decongestion in the city, fears the scheme's environmental impacts cannot be mitigated, and that there is not enough investment in public transport, cycling and walking in line with funding for the NWL. Mr Stunnard was also damning of Transport for Norwich, saying there were serious deficiencies with some reasonable requests ignored.
A major year-long £3.1 million roadworks project to build new bus lanes and pedestrian crossings on a busy route is due to start next month. The work is being done on Drayton High Road, Helsdon, and paid for by Persimmon Homes Anglia, and could take a year to complete, according to a spokesman for the housing giant. She said, "Most work will be conducted under two-way traffic lights, with some night closures to complete road resurfacing. It is part of a planning condition for the 1,000-home White Rose Park development being built on land formerly owned by Royal Norwich Golf Club in the newly named Birchwood Road off Drayton High Road, granted by Broadland District Council in December 2016. Designs have been carried out by Norfolk County Council on behalf of Persimmon and will include a bus lane from Helsdon Park Road to Middleton's Lane and converting a footpath to a cycleway footpath 118 metres from the Asda supermarket junction. Safe crossings for pedestrians and cyclists will also be put in at the Middleton's Lane and Hospital Lane."
Tesco's intends to move down the road to a new city centre premises, which has been lying empty for months. The supermarket giant announced it will be closing its Metro store in Guildhall Hill in May, with approved plans for the 91-bed hotel in the building expected to start in the summer. But the food company secured a new site nearby, which has now been revealed as the former Laura Ashley store in Norwich's London Street. Tesco has lodged plans with the City Council this month requesting planning permission to display signs and vinyl graphics at the site. A Tesco spokesman said, "We serve a fantastic community in Norwich and remain committed to the town. We are very pleased to have secured a site for a new express store nearby and look forward to continuing to serve the local area. The application shows the new store will be a Tesco Express with a cash machine and Costa Express machine."